For years, music fans have made holiday pilgrimages to consumer electronics stores to check out the latest hi-fi gear. Dreams of gizmos dance in their heads, and wishes are made that Santa will leave something new under the tree. But as NPR's Rick Carr reports, high fidelity is no longer the draw it once was.
Consumers spend billions of dollars every year at home electronics stores, about a third of that during holiday season, according to an industry trade group. This year, the heat and flash is in video, mostly digital televisions and DVD players, while the audio sections of stores are a little quieter, at least in terms of consumer interest. The hi-fi fans' obsessive search for the most power, the least distortion, the greatest frequency range may be a thing of the past. John Iverson is a columnist for the high-end audio magazine Stereophile. To some extent, he says, consumers' waning interest in perfect sound dates back 20 years to the advent of the CD.
A lot of audiophiles, in fact, I would dare say most of our readers, have always felt that the regular vinyl LP has sounded better than CD and still sounds better than compact disc. The CD was definitely a step forward in terms of convenience, an easier disc to move around and put in our car and put in our portable, but we lost a little bit of sound quality.
3 years ago, consumer electronics firms and the record industry tried to correct that impression by launching two new formats for music. Sony and the Dutch firm Philips came up with the Super Audio CD, or SACD, while another consortium developed DVD Audio, or DVD-A. Both formats come on the familiar 5-inch shiny discs, but deliver much better sound than standard CDs. The difference is audible on a decent home stereo, but not on, say, a portable or over the radio. The new formats also offer extras. The ability to read lyrics on a television, for instance, and the potential for 5-speaker surround sound. But John Iverson says consumers seem uninterested.
We're 3 years into the launch of these formats, and they're still largely invisible. I talk to people all the time, people who are somewhat technically savvy, and they're always asking me questions that more or less indicate they don't understand the basics of these new formats.
Part of the problem, Iverson says, is compatibility. Early SACDs wouldn't play on existing CD players, and most DVD-As won't play in a CD player at all. There's also a format war going on. Until recently, players for one wouldn't play the other. That's changing, but Iverson says most records appear in one format or the other.
Very, very few are released on both. And so, for example, if you want to get one of the new Bob Dylan releases, you have to have an SACD player to play the high-resolution layer. If you want to get one of Neil Young's high-resolution releases, you have to have a DVD audio player to enjoy that. You don't have a choice.
Iverson says music fans also tell him that they're wary of having to buy their record collections all over.
Once again, I have to buy the Rolling Stones discs that I bought two different times already. And I think that's true to a certain extent. One of the criticisms, though, of these new formats is that there's not enough new music coming out in them. They've largely been going to back catalog.
Music retailers say the new formats are languishing. Lori Bauer is with the Musicland Group, which owns 1,000 Sam Goody, Suncoast, and MediaPlay stores nationwide. Only about 150 of those stores even stock the new formats. Bauer says record labels haven't convinced consumers that they need a better-sounding disc.
They haven't marketed it to its full potential, and right now the audiophile, really, the one who really appreciates quality of sound, they've embraced the format, they get it, but it's a little more complicated for the average consumer.
Consumer electronics firms and record labels say they're working on those problems. Sony, for instance, says there are about 1,500 SACD titles available, with more every month. And the consumer electronics industry is planning more publicity for the formats. But John Iverson of Stereophile magazine wonders whether any of this matters to the average music buyer. 20 years ago, he says, the real selling point of the CD wasn't its sound quality as much as its convenience.
You take that the next step, and what you find is, what's even better than having a little 5-inch silver disc? Well, having no silver disc, I mean, being able to download something off your computer is a lot easier than having to go out and purchase a physical object. So from that point of view, there's, I think, a real natural tendency to want to move towards that type of a format.
In other words, MP3s, the bane of the record industry in the internet age. They don't sound as good as the new formats or even CDs, but trade group the Consumer Electronics Association projects that consumers will buy about 8 million MP3 players this year. They'll buy around 3 million devices that play SACDs and DVD-As, and most of those will be used primarily in home theaters to play movies. Rick Carr, NPR News.